when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
After all, this is a nightclub, you know, and we're about to put on the floor show for you nice folks. And what a crazy crowd. What would you kids like to hear tonight? Jacques Duroc? All right, I think that can be arranged, but you'll have to help me out. I'll tell you where to come in, okay? And Dad and Will, let's get together and tell the folks about Jacques Duroc. There's a guy named Jack from a country called Iraq. Now his real name is Jacques, and Iraq is Iraq, so they call him Jacques Duroc. There's a chick named Jill, living on a Baghdad hill. Every evening at eight, when he calls for a date, she refuses Jacques Duroc. Jacques Duroc,
rock, rock.
Jacques Duroc,
rock, rock.
Jacques Duroc,
rock, rock.
Cause the girl won't say I do. While she dates every man from Iraq to Iran, she's ignoring Jacques Duroc. You can bet that Jacques is gonna give that gal a shock. He'll go off on a spree and he'll marry Marie, which will teach Jill a rule. A gal shouldn't pull with a guy named Jacques Duroc. Jacques Duroc.
Rock, rock.
Jacques Duroc, let's hear it.
Rock, rock.
Jacques Duroc, everybody. Baby, I love you still. I'm gonna claim you, conquer and frame.
Here in Mesopotamia.
Well, count up to ten. And you better say yes by then. Oh, well, two, four, cat, go, go, go!
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome, come on in. Well, that is a raucous nightclub number, and that's where we're going to go today, here on Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is your host, Larry Maslon, here at WLIW-FM 88.3, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual, idiosyncratic NPR station. That was the inimitable voice of Sammy Davis Jr. in his Broadway debut 1956, Mr. Wonderful, a tune written by Jerry Bock. Yes, the same Jerry Bock of Fiddler on the Roof. And the conceit in that show was he was a nightclub entertainer who went on in the second act to do a nightclub number. And that's what we're going to look at today on our episode, Welcome to the Club. These great numbers that Broadway songwriters wrote that sounded like they were club numbers, but of course it took all their talent to make it sound that way. They are called, by the way, diegetic numbers. There won't be a test afterwards, but a little handy phrase you should know. So let us go to nightclubs around the world, Shea Joey, the Kit Kat Club, the Hot Box, and have a tour of Broadway songwriting at its most inventive. Well, the first great nightclub show, of course, was Pal Joey in 1940. And here, Rodgers and Hart write below their pay grade to write a very typical number for a seedy nightclub in Chicago.
Could have been duller the time I went through. You lowered my resistance and colored my existence. I'm happy, but unhappy too.
Well, you wouldn't think the sophisticated and talented Richard Rodgers would write seedy nightclub songs, but he wrote several over his career. Here is another Pal Joey song sung by the one, the only Mary Claire Harron. And then we'll segue into another nightclub on the other side of the country that Rodgers wrote about almost two decades later.
There's a great big town on a great big lake called Chicago. When the sun goes down, it is wide awake. Take your ma and your pa, go to Chicago. Boston is England, New Orleans is France, New York is anyone's for 10 cents a dance. But this great big town on the great big lake is America's first, and Americans make Chicago. Hiya, boy. Wide awake, Take your ma and your pa, go to Chicago. Boston is England, New Orleans is France, New York is anyone's for 10 cents a dance. But this great big town on that great big lake is America's first, and Americans make Chicago. It's America's first, and Americans make Chicago.
They call it Grant Avenue, San Francisco, California, USA. Looks down from Chinatown over a foggy bay. You travel there in a trolley, in a trolley, up you climb. Dong dong, you're in Hong Kong, having yourself a time. You can eat if you are in the mood, shark fin soup, bean cake fish. The girl who serves you all your food is another tasty dish. You know, you can't have a new way of living till you're living all the way on Grant Avenue.
Where is that?
San Francisco, that's where's that? Street with Eastern manners, tall pagodas with golden banners throw their shadows through a lantern glow. You can shop for precious jade or teak wood tables or silk brocade or see a bold and brassy nightclub show. On the most exciting thoroughfare I know, they call it soup, bean cake fish. The girl who serves you all your food is another tasty dish. You know, you can't have a new way of living till you're living all the way on Grant Avenue.
Where is that?
San Francisco, that's where's that? California, USA.
Well, we are at the Celestial Gardens nightclub in San Francisco. That was Pat Suzuki from the original cast of Flower Drum Song, music by Richard Rodgers, this time lyric by Oscar Hammerstein. Well, one of the most famous nightclubs in Golden Age musical theater history has to be the Hot Box at Times Square for Guys and Dolls. And we're going to hear Miss Adelaide. We're going to slightly flip it chronologically because I love the intro to this revival production featuring Faith Prince and the Hot Box Girls loving us a bushel and a peck.
And now for the grand finale of our Round the World review, we take you down on the farm with our star, Miss Adelaide, and the Hot Box Chick Chick Chickies.
Thank you. love you. A bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck, a hug around the neck, and a barrel and a heap, a barrel and a heap, and I'm talking in my sleep about you.
About you.
Oh, about you.
I'm hard sleeping. I'm having trouble sleeping.
Because I love you. A bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do.
Was the one, the only original Adelaide, Vivian Blaine, giving us a snapshot of the Hot Box Girls. Wonderful score, of course, by Frank Lesser. Well, Frank Lesser had a lot of talents. He wrote lyrics in Hollywood before he came and conquered Broadway by storm in 1948. Here is a saloon song. We hear Frank Sinatra being referred to as a saloon singer, but I think this is a real kind of saloon. This is in the Wild West from the film Destry Rides Again. Lyrics by Frank Lesser. Music by the German emigre Friedrich Holländer and sung inimitably, well, not quite inimitably, we'll hear an imitation of it in a moment, but sung at any rate by Marlene Dietrich.
See what the boys in the back room will have, and tell them I'm having the same. Go see what the boys in the back room will have, and give them the poison they name. And when I die, don't spend my money on flowers and my picture in a frame. Just see what the boys in the back room will have, and tell them I sighed, and tell them I cried, and tell them I died of the same. And when I die, don't buy a casket of silver with the candles all aflame. Just see what the boys in the back room will have, and tell them I sigh, and tell them I cry, and tell them I died of the same. I die, don't pay the preacher for speaking of my glory and my fame. Just see what the boys in the back room will have, and tell them I sighed, and tell them I cried, and tell them I died of the same.
He was then the goddess of desire, set men on fire. I have this power. Morning, noon and night, it's wink and dancing, some quick romancing, and then a shower. Stage door Johnny's constantly surround me. They always hound me with one request. Who can satisfy their lustful habit? I'm not a rabbit. I need some rest. I'm tired, sick and tired of love. I've had my fill of love. From below and above. Tired, tired of being admired. Tired of love uninspired. Let's face it, I'm tired. I've been with thousands of men again and again. They promise the moon. They're always coming and going and going and coming, and always too soon. Vipers, I'm tired, tired of playing the game. Ain't it a crying shame? I'm so tired. God damn it, I'm exhausted. Hello, cowboy. What's your name?
Tex, ma'am.
Tex, ma'am. Tell me, Tex, ma'am, are you in show business?
Nope.
Well, then why don't you get your friggin' feet up? Hello, handsome. Is that a 10-gallon hat? Or are you just enjoying the show?
Oh, Mr. Lily,
you, cat. Put it there, baby. Put it right.
I'm tired of playing the game. Ain't it a crying shame? I'm so
she's tired.
She's tired.
Sick and tired of love.
Give her a pint.
She's had her fill of love.
She's not a snake.
From below and above.
Can't you see she's sick?
Tired.
She's bush.
Tired of being admired.
Let her alone.
Tired of love uninspired.
Get off your phone.
She's tired.
Don't you know she's pooped?
I've been with thousands of men. Everything below the waist is kaput.
Well, she may have been kaput, but she certainly managed to squeeze out an unforgettable number. That, of course, was Madeline Kahn. Music and lyrics by Mel Brooks from Blazing Saddles. One of the first, but I don't think the only time she ever took on Marlene Dietrich. Well done indeed. Well, we're going to go around the world a little bit and go to some nightclubs in Europe. Let us go to a British musical called Ace of Clubs, written by Noel Coward in the late 1940s. I don't think it ever came to America in any shape or form. It takes place in a nightclub, and there are gangsters and romances and all that kind of jazz where people sing about how they're feeling. But of course, Noel Coward, being the master that he was, managed to write a couple of songs to be sung from the nightclub stage. Here is one of the very best. It's a song called Chase Me Charlie, and we have a recording of Pat Kirkwood reprising it many years after she introduced it on the West End stage.
When it's late and the world is sleeping, our little black cat, no bigger than that, has a date which he's keen on keeping. No use dissuading her, she's serenading her beau in the garden below. She sings, oh, won't you chase me, Charlie, chase me, Charlie, over the garden wall. I want to wander for miles and miles, wreathed in smiles, out on the tiles with you. Chase me, Charlie, don't be afraid to fall. Love in the moonlight can be sublime, now's the time. Charlie, I'm waiting for you if you'll only climb over the garden wall. Every night at about 11, our little cat knows, our little cat goes quick as light to her private heaven. No use restraining her, she's set on gaining her prize with her amorous cries, hypnotizing him. Chase me, Charlie, over the garden wall. Don't give a damn if the neighbors yell, let's rebel, just for the hell of it. Chase me, Charlie, this is my final call. Pussycat, don't be shy, this is my alibi. Nature intends us to multiply over the the garden, I beg your pardon, over the garden. Whoa.
Meow.
Like hay, all you people in Kentucky, USA, we got like beautiful horses, yeah, like beautiful women, and this great philosophy, like do what you like, but whatever you do, enthusiasm, enthusiasm, enthusiasm. That's the key. Every game in life, it's the same in life. If you look for fame or a name in life, you can't be too tame in life. Give it all you got, you gotta give it. Give it, give it all you got. You gotta give it, give it, give it all you got. When you're in the ninth, you got two out, a run behind and the game's in doubt. Hit that ball a mighty cloud and give it all you got.
You gotta give it, give it, give it all you got. You gotta give it, give it, give it all you got.
If you want something, you gotta do something. You won't get your break just by waiting in the lake. You gotta go swimming. You men and women, when you want a raise, you need the dough. The boss looks up and he hollers no when you tell him where to go. Give it all you got.
You gotta give it, give it, give it all you got. You gotta give it, give it, give it all you got.
But the gal insists on a wedding tune. Save your strength for the honeymoon and give it all you got.
You gotta give it, give it, give it all you got. You gotta give it, give it.
Just embrace the human race, then what are you gonna do?
Give!
Give what?
Give it!
Give it all! On with the show and the ladies of the ensemble. That's a French word for like broads.
If truth be told, I think I came up with this whole idea of a nightclub show episode of Broadway to Main Street just so I could hear Susan Johnson say, and now, ladies of the ensemble, which is French for like broads. That is Susan Johnson from Oh Captain, a score I love very much. That was a French nightclub in Montmartre. Well, let us go further east on the continent and go to Berlin in the 1920s in the Weimar era and see and envision the doors opening to the Kit Kat Club with the one, the only Fräulein Sally Bowles, this time sung in the 1967 West End production by Judy Dench.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen, and now the Kit Kat Club is proud to present the Toast of Mayfair, Fräulein Sally Bowles!
Thank you.
Mama thinks I'm living in a convent, a secluded little convent in the southern part of France. Mama doesn't even have an inkling that I'm working in a nightclub in a pair of lacy pants. So, please, sir, if you run into my mama, don't reveal my indiscretion. Give a working girl a chance. Hush up, don't tell mama. Shush up, don't tell mama. Don't tell mama. Whatever you do, if you had a secret, you bet I could keep it. I would never tell on you. I'm breaking every promise that I gave her. So won't you kindly do a girl a great big favor? And please, my sweet potato, keep this from the mater. Though my dance is not against the law, you can tell my papa that's all right, 'cause he comes in here every night. But don't tell mama what you saw. Just leave well enough alone. Hush up, I don't tell mama. Shush up, I don't tell mama. Don't tell mama. Whatever you do, if you had a secret, you bet I could keep it. I would never tell on you. So let's trust one another. Keep this from my mother, though I'm still as pure as mountain snow. You can tell my uncle here and now, 'cause he's my agent anyhow. But don't tell mama what you know. You can tell my grandma suits me fine, just yesterday she joined the line. See my mummy, mum's the word.
So you see, everyone in Berlin has a perfectly marvelous roommate. Some people have two people.
Billy dilly dee.
Billy dilly dee.
Billy dilly 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 dee.
Billy
dilly
dee.
Two ladies.
Billy dilly dee.
Ladies, and I'm the only man, yeah. I like it. They like it. This two for one.
Two ladies. Two ladies.
Well,
she's the only man.
Yeah.
He likes it.
Let's do for one. I do the cooking
and I make the bet.
I go out daily to earn a daily bread. But with one thing in common,
he,
she, and me,
the key.
Billy Day,
the key.
Billy Day, the key.
Billy Day, Billy Day.
partners daily to play as we please.
Twosies beats onesies,
but nothing beats threes. I sleep in the middle,
I'm left
and I'm right, but there's room on the bottom if you drop in some night.
Billy-dee-dee-dee,
two ladies.
Billy-dee-dee-dee, two ladies.
Thank you! Lulu! Bobby! Me! Oh, I'm so hot now! Come, my lieblings, upstairs!
And, of course, Sally Bowles is followed up by the MC, that is Alan Cumming, reinventing that number for the Broadway revival of Cabaret. Well, nightclubs are such fun places to hear songs and for songwriters to wield their talents, as Kandra Neb did, of course, for Cabaret, probably the best of the diegetic shows. Here is Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice taking us to a small, perhaps somewhat seedy nightclub in Argentina, from the original company in London of Evita.
On this night of a thousand stars, let me take you to heaven's door, where the music of love's guitars plays forevermore. In the glow of those twinkling lights, we shall love through eternity. On this night, in a million nights, fly away with me. I never dreamed that a kiss could be as sweet as this, but now I know that it can. I used to wander alone without a love of my own. I was a desperate man. But all my grief disappeared, and all the sorrow I feared wasn't there anymore. On that magical day when you first came my way, mi amor. On this night of a thousand stars, let me take you to heaven's door, where the music of love's guitars plays forever. Her soul, I wouldn't trade her for gold. I'm walking on moonbeams, and I was born with a silver spoon, and I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be free while I'm walking on moonbeams and staring out to sea. And if a door be closed and a row of homes start building,
tear your curtains down. For sunlight is like gold, and you better be you. Do what you can do. When you're walking on moonbeams and staring out to sea, as if your skin was soil, how long do you think before they start digging? If your life was gold, how long do you think you'd stay living?
Hey!
That was Steve Kazee in yet another diegetic number from a Dublin club, singing Gold from the score to Once. Well, I hope you enjoyed our little trip around the world to various nightclubs and how the great Broadway songwriters managed to, work some of their own little clever magic. Perhaps one of the most impressive club numbers was in a band, pretty much an abandoned club from the film A Star is Born, music by Harold Arlen, lyrics by Ira Gershwin. And a good moment to recognize the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund, who support our show every week. But here is a number, I think, that recognizes that. This is Liza Minnelli in The Act by Candor and Ebb, a 1978 show. And the whole show is an act. The whole show takes place on stage. It was a clever idea of George Firth's to do a diegetic musical as part of an entire evening in a nightclub. Here is her finale. Got to have a good finale in a nightclub. And I think this is a beautiful overlooked song by Candor and Ebb, rendered heartbreakingly, perhaps with her mother in mind, by Liza Minnelli.
Only thing I own
we cannot share. Just leave me that, sweet love of mine. Just leave me that, just my own space, and we'll be fine.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some the time.